Welcome to Deets and Geets, a pop culture podcast giving you the pop culture happenings, the deets that pique our interest,
and the geets, the music and lyrics that fill up our weeks.
I'm Superstar Agni.
And I'm LRK.
In this episode, we discuss Yash Raj Films' Spy Universe. So the original Tiger, Ek the Tiger, was not made with crossover in mind.
No, I don't know if it was even made as a trilogy in mind at that time, or if it was just Ek the Tiger, and then it did well, so they're like, let's turn that into like a thing. Or maybe it was made with at least a sequel in mind, because I guess they probably want like their version of like, you know, Mission Impossible or whatever, like something that could carry on. So What do you think of what we've seen so far? So there's the three Tiger films, Ek Tha Tiger, Tiger Zindahe, and then Tiger 3. There's War, and then Pathaan. And then there's gonna be a sequel to both of those, I think. There's definitely gonna be a sequel to War, and then there's going to be, so there's going to be War 2, and then there's going to be Tiger versus Pathaan.
Oh, okay. Yeah, I think I enjoy crossovers in general. I think that's why I like the Marvel Cinematic Universe so much. It's not that I think the movies standalone are, like, so great, like, each one that comes out is, you know, the best ever, but I like the fact that it's a shared story.
Yeah.
Over, you know, like over a decade now. So I like that, and the fact that they're doing that with this, and supposedly started in what, 2012, Ek Tha Tiger, Tiger Zindahe, War, Pathaan, Tiger 3, and coming War 2, and then Tiger versus Pathaan. So yeah, I like that, but yeah, I think it's the same thing. Standalone, I don't think the movies are that, I mean, they're entertaining, but I don't think they're, like, that great.
Yeah, I think if... so, you know, I had resisted, like, the Tiger franchise for a long time, because I'm not... Like, I used to be a huge Saloo fan, like, back in the day. Like, Maine Pyar Kiya and, like, all the 90s movies. Like, I loved Saloo when I was a kid. But then, I don't know, things I heard about, like, his personal life and... how he was like abusive toward Ash, and then like drove over someone drunk, and then had his like driver take the fall for it, and then became like this humanitarian, like that what's his living human or something like that, being human. So I was just like, ew, like I didn't want to, I don't know, I just wasn't a fan. But then of course I have no real moral.
I was gonna say what but then
Yeah, so after Pathaan.
What? That was a turning point.
After Pathaan and learning that Pathaan was part of this, because you know how like Tiger has a cameo in it?
Yeah.
And so I love anything cheesy like that, where it's like some sort of like wow, something like in the middle of a movie, it's like someone's special appearance or something, and then it's like some sort of callback to something else.
Yeah.
So I was like, okay, well, if Tiger is part of this unit, if there's going to be like a shared continuing universe and Tiger is part of it, then now I have to go see that. So yeah, props to Aditya Chopra. Anyone who's seen that documentary, The Romantics, knows how he's just like this weird social anxiety guy that like just sits and takes notes about things, and like,
which is kind of frustrating because I really like Doom.
Yeah,
I'm a motorcycle rider. I like the fact that it's, you know, that's the main thematic device, you know, behind it is motorcycles. But he couldn't care less about it.
I know, it is, that is frustrating. Like, so part of me is like, yeah, he's such a genius, because From a marketing perspective, like, he got me to go watch these Tiger movies, and then, like, I'll keep watching all these YRF, like, I'll keep watching all of the YRF Spy Universe. And then, yeah, I love the Boom movies. I mean, he just gets it right, you know, like his research, for what it's worth, like he did it. He's done a lot the right way. Some movies have been like whatever, like he's had failures too, but I think he definitely has his finger on the pulse to get like a lot of things right, like just the formula, like where people will want to watch it. It'll be entertaining. It'll be like hammy. He'll have the right casting, the right music, like action, everything, you know? And so, so that's cool. But then, yeah, it is frustrating because it's like, it's kind of like, in the Bay Area, there's a lot of restaurants that like, these tech entrepreneurs start. And so we've had conversations with a few of them. And then it's kind of like frustrating because it's like, you're like excited about this new restaurant opening. And then a lot of the restaurants end up like kind of flopping. Like people are excited about it opening, but then they go and they're like, the food wasn't amazing or the service wasn't like that good or whatever. Mm-hmm. And you pretty much find out it's cause like, it's these guys who don't really have their heart in the product. Yeah, like they don't really care about food. They're not foodies. They're just business people. And like, they just want to like churn something out that'll make a buck. So that, and then they don't even really value their labor. Like sometimes they're like, oh yeah, I'll just hire whoever, like some minimum wage cooks or whatever staff. And it's like, no, that is an art too. Customer service is an art. Cooking is definitely an art. And so if you don't like even value who's working for you, then it's going to show. And so maybe though Aditya does like value it. I don't know. I hope he does.
Maybe he like cares about cinema in general.
Yeah.
Maybe just not like action is not necessarily his like what gets him up in the morning, like let me go make an action movie.
Yeah,
it's kind of like
it's kind of funny because he's just kind of like robotic about it, but then I feel like I can really feel heart and soul in those movies. Mm-hmm. So I don't know what, you know, I think the music has a lot to do with it
also. I guess the actors are, they have a lot of, you know, heart about what they do.
Yeah. Like, they're, I think he gets people. I think, was it he who saw Shah Rukh's eyes and was like, you have to be the romantic. Like, I think he's the one, right, who decided Shah Rukh has to be a romantic.
Yeah, because Shah Rukh wanted to do just, like, straight action.
Mm.
From, according to that documentary, like, he didn't want to do, like, the romance stuff. He just wanted to be action star.
Yeah. So, I guess he finds the right team and he finds actors who have the right depth to like,
that's a skill.
Yeah, it is. So, yeah, I mean, I think what I like about YRF is the, in general with Bollywood, because a lot, sometimes with action or spy movies, like Hollywood ones, my issue is like, I can't always totally follow the plot or even like appreciate the action. Cause I'm not, I guess I just don't, like, sometimes when there's, like, a long action scene, I just get bored, and then, some of our friends are, like, so raging about that, they're like, that's the whole point, is, like, the action scene, but that's what I totally tune out. I'm like, I don't care about this, I just want, like, I'm more into, like, the, not necessarily the romance, sometimes that can also be boring, but, like, just the weird, the quirky things, like the disguises and the, like, how is someone going to get away with something and those kinds of things. So, and then for Bollywood, they completely dumb it down. So I love that. It's like, so, it's just dumbed down to a level I can follow. And it's so like,
and
it's
they
so cheesy. Yeah. They
over-explain. Inspector, sir, this is how I did it.
Yeah. So I like that because it's, and then just the cheesy music in the background. That's why I like that Lupin show on Netflix too, because it's like so cheesy. I love when there's some sort of like music that's like overly spy thriller kind of music, and then someone like wearing like a beret and like going somewhere. And then the disguises in Tiger 3 were the best, because I didn't think Tiger 3 as a movie was that good, but the disguises where he's in the long, where he's the hillbilly or whatever.
Oh, I forgot about that. That's like the equivalent of SRK is like some
The
X
Happy
Games.
New Year.
No, the, wait, Happy New Year.
I think that was the name of that movie where he has the blonde wig and the blue contact lenses.
Oh, wait, that wasn't... I thought that was an action movie. That was the heist movie, right? Mm-hmm. Oh, yeah, yeah, yeah. It's the equivalent of that.
I like that there's the India-Pakistan love and someone who has a vendetta, like someone who's either Indian or Pakistani, who's like some kind of rogue, like who's going rogue because they have some kind of vendetta.
Wait, and then, isn't that all the movies?
Yeah. Yeah. But it's always either someone Indian or someone Pakistani. Like, I feel like they do a good job kind of balancing it out. Like, they always make sure that, like, there's someone who's going against, like, they always make it seem like the person who's a bad guy is like acting against the interests of their country, whether they're Indian or Pakistani. So
so overall, what would you not give each movie, but like what is your overall feeling for the franchises? So like Tiger franchise, Pathaan, and War so far.
So I think I might like Pathaan the best so far from what I've seen of the three, I guess, branches of it.
Yeah.
I remember War being really entertaining, but I feel like, I don't know, maybe I have to watch it again to remember, like, because I think they showed, like, at the end of Tiger 3, after, like, in the end credits or whatever, there was, like, a teaser to War 2. Mm-hmm. But, like, I felt like the Tiger-Hrithik dynamic was such an integral part of War. And then I think Tiger, as in Tiger Shroff, because that gets confusing about the Tiger series. So and Tiger. Tigers, yeah, but I think Tiger Shroff's character, like, died, right, in War?
Yeah, so I think it was like the OG character, Tiger, got killed by the Cham, who then took on his face. So he did a Nick Cage face-off and became him, and then Hrithik's character found out and then killed that Cham. So he's dead. Yeah. But yeah, I feel like that was a good team up, and I guess they don't want to have like a yet another person take on his face and then comes back. But yeah, I thought that was pretty good.
What about you? Which franchise do you like the most so far out of Tiger? We've had a really good taste of that with three movies. We've only had one each of Pathaan and War, which is just Hrithik, I guess.
So I guess out of all the films, so it's kind of hard to say because I feel like all the Tigers are kind of samey.
And Pathaan too, right? Yeah. It ended up really being like a mashup of Ek Tha Tiger and Tigers in the Hay.
Only one man can do the job. And yet he needs a team. And then team gets killed.
And then the surprise, like, Pakistani, like, women love
exactly.
interest.
Exactly. Yeah, they are kind of, they're very samey. So, I don't know. I think, for me, it's, in kind of like the Marvel movies, there's, like, scenes that I really like. But the film overall, like, if I were to watch it, I would fast forward some parts. Mm-hmm. I don't think I would, like, sit through the whole thing.
Yeah, it's a hard one. Like, we saw War in the theater. Mm-hmm. So, I feel like it was, and that was pre-COVID, so you know, the theater was more full. It was kind of fun to watch it in a crowd, and I think being able to see like any kind of ridiculous movie in the theater is always fun. So maybe we, you know, had another level of appreciation for it because of that. And then Pathaan, we didn't see in the theater, but we saw it like on our big screen, so
I'm excited for Pathaan 2 and
War 2 and Tiger versus Pathaan.
Although I wonder if it's going to be a true versus. It's probably going to end up being some misunderstanding and then they team up in the end.
They're going to win together for sure. I don't think they're going to have like one really beat the other. Mm-hmm. Yeah, I'm excited for like the Easter eggs that we're definitely gonna see the gimmicky disguises, and then the banger at the end. I like how they all have that.
That's true. I do have to say I enjoyed the Tiger franchise's music and Pathan's more than War.
Yeah, I don't think... I mean, War had a couple of okay songs, but yeah, I don't think they were at the level of, like, the Tiger and Pathan movies.
And I like the Easter egg of having Jumejo Pathan in Tiger 3.
Oh, yeah.
That was awesome.
Yeah.
So, from Tiger... Ekta Tiger... Was it Mashallah?
Yeah. Mashallah, and then in Tiger Zinda Hai, it was Swag Se Swagat.
Oh, yeah.
And then the latest one, Tiger 3, was the Leke Prabhu Kadam.
Yeah, I like those songs. And then Pathan had Jumejo Pathan, and then... Who is it?
Esta noche la vida es completa.
Yeah, I don't remember the name of the song, though.
Besharam Rang. Yeah, it was controversial because of Deepika wearing a, like, people thought it was, like, saffron-colored bikini, and then the name of the song means, like, shameless colors, so they thought it was, like, somehow dissing, like, Hinduism or something. Oh, makes no sense.
Alright, so that does it for this episode of Deets and Geets. You can find us at deetsandgeets.com, on iTunes podcast. Why do we do this a lot? Every time I struggle with saying where we're at.
Yeah, I think just deetsandgeets.com.
We are on iTunes, Apple Podcast.
That's true, but just go to deetsandgeets.com.
It's, you could find different experiences, though.
I know, but isn't it easy to just remember deetsandgeets.com?
Yeah, but if people have it on their Apple Podcast, you can just, like, have it subscribe, and then the next episode.
Okay,
just
so then Deets and Geets on Apple Podcast.
And why just one? Deets and Geets. DeetsandGeets.com and Apple Podcast.
And YouTube.
Are we going to update our SoundCloud?
Eventually.
That's been stagnant for like a year. Well, you can find us on SoundCloud too, but it doesn't have the latest content. Maybe someday it will. If we get more time. Until next time, this has been
Deets and Geets.